And first, Tony Bennett.
What to say, where to start? I'll just tell you what's in my heart. Life is beautiful in every way. Life is lovely as a spring bouquet. Since I fell in love with you, life is like a dream that has come true. For life sunshine smiling brightly on a summer day. Life is rainbows chasing all the clouds of gray. Life is beautiful and fine, but darling, only because but darling, only because you're mine.
Tony Bennett and a song with words by Fred Astaire. Now, a voice I think maybe you'll be hearing quite a lot of in the future, and probably through the medium of this program.
Poets write fancy things about love, but they don't have to call. Love is like birth or death or Texas. Love just is. That's all. Love is a silver ring, shiny as a ribbon bow, soft as a quiet snow. Love is a nursery rhyme, old as a tick of time. Love is so many things, bright as an angel's wings, gentle as a morning light, long as the winter night. Love makes an old heart sing, and it fills every empty space. Love is a warming place. Love is a simple thing. Love is a simple thing. Love is a silver ring, shiny as a ribbon bow, soft as a quiet snow. Love is a nursery rhyme, old as the tick of time. Love is so many things, bright as an angel's wings, gentle as the morning light, warm as the winter night. Love is a touch of spring. It's as sweet as a first embrace. Love is a special face. Love is a simple thing.
a young lady who bills herself simply as Meredith. Actually, her name in full is Meredith D'Ambrosio. She's a New Englander, a Bostonian, who was recorded for this collection in a private home, singing and playing a beautiful concert grand piano, as you heard. A warm-voiced newcomer, of whom we shall hear much more, I'm sure. Not to break the mood of that too soon, let's have a gentle tune for the occasion. Composed by Nelson Riddle, who conducts, this is called Easter Isle. Easter Isle, a pretty tune by Nelson Riddle and his good friend and former record producer Lee Gillette, whose colleague Dave Kavner was responsible for the following confession by an apparently sad young man.
You see, I'm nobody's baby. I wonder why each night and day the Lord up above, please send me down somebody to love. But nobody wants me. I'm blue somehow. Won't someone hear my plea and take a chance with me? Because I'm nobody's baby now. Somehow, won't someone hear and take a chance with me, because I'm nobody's baby now.
With Jack Marshall and his music, that was our old friend Victor Moon, whose last appearance on the telly here, as I recall, was with Val Dunigan in that excellent tribute to Bing Crosby. I wished at the time that any contractual problems that there might have been could have been set aside and the whole show transferred to an album. I thought it was super. Well, all was not entirely lost. Val did LP some of the material, albeit, I think, in different arrangements. Here with a small sample. The outdoor atmosphere in this introduction sets the scene for a little medley that's, well, typical Crosby.
I want to be lazy. I'm just longing to lay in the sun with no work to be done under that awning they call the sky, just stretching and yawning. And let the world go drifting by. I want to peep through the deep, tangled, wild world, just counting sheep till I sleep like a child would. Seems I should take you across my knee, 'cause you ain't the biggest catfish in the sea. You've got your feet all soaking wet. You'll be the death of me yet. Oh, me. Oh, my small fry.
The Crosby compliments coming after Val Dunigan's medley. Cornetist Ruby Braff with Neil Richardson's Strings and Things was Swinging on a Star. Academy Award winner in 1944. How about the Academy Award winner of 1938? Was it in the last series or the first series that I played it once and was immediately asked for a repeat? And then from other listeners who missed it, requests for a further playing. An all-time all-timer. Bob Hope, Shirley Ross, and...
Thanks for the memory of sentimental verse. Nothing in my purse, and chuckles when the preacher said, for better or for worse, how lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of Schubert's serenade. Little things of jade and traffic jams and anagrams and bills we never paid. How lovely it was. We who could laugh over big things were parted by only a slight thing.
I wonder if we did the right thing. Oh, well, that's life, I guess.
I love your dress.
Do you?
It's pretty.
Thanks for the memory of faults that you forgave, rainbows on a wave,
and stockings in the basin when a fellow needs a shave. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the memory of tinkling temple bells, alma mater yell,
and Cuban rum and towels from the very best hotel.
Oh, how lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of cushions on the floor, hashed with Dinty Moore, that pair of gay pajamas that you bought and never wore.
Say, by the way, whatever became of those pajamas?
We said goodbye with a highball.
Then I got as high as a steeple.
Did you?
But we were intelligent people.
No tears, no fuss. Hooray for us. Strictly entre nous, darling, how are you?
And how are all those little dreams that never did come true?
Awfully glad I met you.
Cheerio, toodaloo.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
A classic of classics. Whatever happened to Shirley Ross? Apart from that superbly performed Thanks for the Memory and the different but almost equally attractive Two Sleepy People, maybe, and I'm sure you do remember, a little thing that came along the year after Thanks for the Memory in 1939, which Shirley Ross shared with Bob Hope again. Burton Lane and Frank Lesser wrote this one.
If there's a gleam in her eye each time she straightens your tie, well, you'll know the lady's in love with you.
If she can dress for a date without that waiting you hate, it means the lady's in love with you.
And when your friends ask you over to join the table,
but she picks a faraway booth for two.
Oh, well, sir, here's just how it stands. You've got romance on your hands.
Because the lady's in love with you. If you've been traveling by plane,
yeah,
and she begs you to please take the train, you know the lady's in love with you.
And if she's met your old flames and she keeps track of their names, well, the lady's in love with you.
And if she phones you but doesn't reverse the charges, like all kinds of lady friends often do.
Oh, hope, here's just how it stands. You've got romance on your hands. Because the lady's in love with you.
Now look, if she's allergic to fish, but you say fish, so it's fish, well, hold tight, it means the lady's in love with you.
A fish, 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 if she should sneak a quick look inside your little red book, oh, the lady's in love with you.
And Sunday night, when you take her to see that movie. Now, it'll be two loges, please.
Honey, honey, The balcony seats will do.
Yeah. What? Well, sir, that's just how it stands.
You've got romance on your hands because the lady's in love.
You mean that lady's in love?
Well, I didn't say nothing else but the lady's in love with you.
Even though they made only a few records together, I've always thought that Bob Hope and Shirley Ross were one of the great vocal partnerships. I think these Sounds Easies have not only brought back Dinah, in a quiet way, they've also brought back Buddy Clark. In our previous 100-plus programs, I guess I worked my way through a rather nice LP, not issued in Britain, of Buddy Clark's best. And I suppose I should now resort to the old 78s for more, but many of you have asked to hear all the LP tracks again. Well, I don't mind if you don't. The first choice was recorded around 1947, and Mitchell Ayers conducts.
Come on. sang a lullaby, you'd be all that I could desire. Under stars chilled by the winter, under an August moon burning above, you'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home.
Super voice of a great singer, Buddy Clark. I should like to keep the nostalgic memories of the 30s and 40s still coming in our piano parlor selection this week. This recording dates from just about the same time as Buddy Clark's record, and it's also a Cole Porter tune, I've Got You Under My Skin, to play it with his orchestra, the poet of the piano, Carmen Caballaro.
Thank you.
Those of us who grew up even in a part of that nostalgic past look back on it with warmth. What was the magic of those years? Black and white movies, the dance bands, talent with a touch of class. A pianist from those years, he worked with Paul Whiteman, among others, Buddy Weed, and lyricist P.J. Erickson, composed an evocation of the era. And it's performed here by a man who is an old-time vaudevillian and whom I first introduced on these programs all the way back, Peter Dean. Incidentally, this is a comparatively new LP, and why this track should have a few crackles on it, I can't imagine. Forgive that. Enjoy the song.
I dream my dreams in blues and grays of happy timeless yesterdays, the blues in sea and Lady Day, Ellington and Hemingway, candlelight and Courvoisier. Where did the magic go? I love the age when movie stars had fancy furs and foreign cars. Spencer playing Catherine's beau, Bogey in a gangster role, Fred and Ginger dancing slow. Where did the magic go? Where did the magic go, my friend, since that lovely time? Rogers found the melody and Hart made up the rhyme. Walking miles through the snow to hold that one girl's hand. Life was all illusion, all illusion grand. But now there's too much empty space, too little style, too little grace. Louis Horn is in the ground, Bird and Tatum aren't around, and who remembers Dorsey's sound? Where did the magic go? I raise my glass in shabby bars with disco queens and loud guitars, longing for some Dixieland, Basie on a one-night stand, the artistry of Kenton's band. Why did we let it go? I still remember running boards, convertibles and Thornhill's chords, the Lindy Hop at the Savoy, Glenn Miller's sound, Dizzy's toy. Lunsford's jump was the real McCoy. Why did we let it go? We gathered at the Paramount to hear the great ones croon. Francis Albert sang to us and made the country swoon. Gershwin played his rhapsody and Garbo spoke her line. Ella gave us ballads by Kahn and Julie Stein. The lights have dimmed for names I've known. The stage is dark, the dreams have flown. Memories of songs by Bing. Benny was the king of swing. And I remember everything. Why did we let it go? My friend, where did the magic go?
Peter Dean. And where did the magic go? Peter Dean has a friend in Britain, Roderick Clues, who keeps me in touch with Peter Dean's doings, and thankfully his recordings. Thank you very much. What was one of the lines in that song? Ella gave us ballads by Kahn and Julie Stein. Well, if not them, would you settle for one by Irving Berlin?
My must you dance every dance with the same fortunate man? You have danced with him since the music began. Won't you change partners and dance with me? Must you dance quite so close with your lips touching his face? Can't you see I'm longing to be in his place? Won't you change partners and dance with me? Ask him to sit this one out, and while you're alone, I'll tell the waiter to tell him he's wanted on the telephone. You've been locked in his arms ever since heaven knows when. Won't you change partners and then you may never want to change partners again. Ask him to sit this one out, and while you're alone, I'll tell the waiter to tell him he's wanted on the telephone. You've been locked in his arms ever since heaven knows when. Won't you change partners and then you may never want to change partners again. Change partners again.
Ella Fitzgerald with Paul Weston's orchestra, and one from Ella's Irving Berlin songbook. Stereo version, you may have noticed. Talking of which, there are certain records which definitely gain from the stereo format. And I've just heard that Benny Green is jumping for joy. That is, if he can raise the adrenaline like me, he's not been too well recently. Anyway, let's say he's jumping for joy, because he's just received, and I think from Mrs. Johnny Mercer herself, a stereo copy of that marvellous Bobby Darin, Johnny Mercer album with Billy May, called Two of a Kind. I don't wish to take the guilt off Benny's gingerbread, so I'll remind you in a whisper that all through the last series I was able to play excerpts from my discovered stereo copy of that marvellous album. In fact, I recall, after the end of that series, a listener from Ireland who had not heard it before was intrigued by the song Who Takes Care of the Caretaker's Daughter. Well, I think Benny has scheduled that for playing. So instead, may I pick one of my special favorites?
Just listen to the Bob White. He never could sing right. You should have hip him to the latest sound and the talk that's going round. Well, I was talking to the parakeet, and he said, man, now about that beat.
How about that beat?
Hey, Bob White, ain't you gonna swing tonight?
Several people heard the albatross.
Yes.
Whisper, Robert is on the song.
I know for a fact he's on the wagon.
Bob White, nothing but a neophyte.
John, what does that word mean?
Amateur.
Even the pheasant found it unpleasant hearing you hit that flat note.
Whereas the sparrow rose to his marrow when he heard that note.
The opinion of the tufted grouse is you play to an empty house.
Could happen to anybody.
You could.
Get up off that pan. Shape up. Make it dance. Bob White. You gotta sing it out tonight. Take a letter to the meadow lark in reply to his rude remark.
Well, the mails must go through.
Bob White invites you to a bash tonight.
My tux isn't even pressed.
Take a wire to the nightingale. I tell him Bob ain't begun to wail. Bob White's gonna put him down for spite.
Circulate the word, call up the catbird, tell that old fat bird he's gonna sing a storm up.
Hip the canary, it'll be scary after the warm up.
Man, he's even gonna gas the goose. He'll be a lucid and Dr. Seuss.
Wait a minute, John. Do I detect a note of meaning that he's gonna be right in tune?
Man, I'm telling you, he's gonna be on the moon.
I see. Bob White. He's gonna ball it up tonight.
Oh, he's in there.
Oh, he whistles pretty.
Yeah, like a bird.
What?
Here's a wire from the Albatross.
Sounds urgent.
It reads, Robert is still the boss.
Well, thank you very much, folks.
Bob White. He was in the groove tonight.
I quote directly from the Whooping Crane. He says, man, it was like insane.
He made it clear.
Bob White really fought a groovy fight. I thought I had him dead in the third round.
Hey, old Papa Redbird, who is a head bird, says you were in there swinging.
He was trying. Even a jackdaw flew out the back door, bucking and winging.
You instigated such a swinging gig that all them quadrupeds want to dig.
Yeah, yeah. You mean,
Here come the moose and elk.
And there goes Lawrence Welk.
Bob White.
Bob White.
Bob White. You really sang it out tonight.
Oh, it's for the birds.
The Messrs. Mercer and Darren and Billy May. And for more goodies from his stereo copy of this album, listen to Benny Green next week. The reference to Lawrence Welk in the additional lyric to Bob White has a reflection in something I'd like to play for you in a moment. Before that, the Four Freshmen. I should really bring you up to date with what has been happening with the Frosh in recent years, and I shall, I promise. Meanwhile, this is one I've been asked for, something to play again. It comes from the encore album of the Freshmen and Pete Rugolo's Five Trombones.
Call me irresponsible. Call me unreliable. Throw in undependable to. Thank you.
Freshmen, as they were, Bob Flanagan, Ross Barber, Bill Comstock, and Ken Albers, along with Pete Rugolo's five trombones. Now, if you're a fan of the society type of dance music, then you'll recognize this signature tune and the style. Identified Lawrence Welk and his champagne music almost longer than even he would like to remember. I was reporting recently on the Big Band Sound on a Thursday evening that Mr. Welk has just completed the final editions of what is the longest running television band show ever. Decades it's been on. And it still has top ratings. But Mr. Welk has decided the time has come to hang up his baton and enjoy his remaining years, no doubt his wealth. Well, I couldn't play on the Big Band Sound this track because it doesn't fall into the category, but it certainly rates as a sound easy. And it's the other side of Lawrence Welk's music, his orchestral and choral view of an all-time great, A Prisoner of Love. I've got to apologize again for an occasional bump on this record. It's all the way through the LP, unfortunately. But it's so interesting to hear this other side of Lawrence Welk that, well, what's a bump between friends?
Thank you.
Would you believe that Lawrence Welk could be that sophisticatedly orchestral? Other very attractive arrangements on this LP, and if I can sort out the bumps, we'll hear some more in the future. If you were listening last week for the first of this new series, the new idea for a finale is a delve into the most rewarding catalogue of the great Nat King Cole. From time to time, we shall look out some of Nat's lesser-played gems, but for this week, a track from an album he recorded with Gordon Jenkins in December 1956. Early stereo days they were. But what a lovely album that included When I Fall in Love and also this evergreen.
No one to talk with, all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere. What do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Believe me, I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere. What do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Believe me, I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you.
Nat King Cole and Gordon Jenkins putting their considerable talents to work on Fats Waller's classic Ain't Misbehaving, which is our Sounds Easy finale for this week. And by way of this tune, we'll bridge the 7 days until next Sunday. Till then, from me, Alan Dell, bye-bye to you.